Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Margaret Fontana Media Podcast Show. On today's episode, we're going to talk about Instagram and Instagram taking away the likes. Your total like counts will now be going away. I actually think that this has been going on for a while. I manage different Instagram accounts. And, you know, there's been a significant drop in all of the likes for individual posts and including on your Instagram stories. So a lot of the strategy behind what Instagram is telling everyone is that, you know, they're trying to depressurize this whole idea of, you know, I think young people kind of feeling influenced and feeling like they have to measure up to other people, to either lifestyles or, you know, sometimes you're looking at all these influencers. There's like this raw, really negative lifestyle happening on Instagram for, you know, I would say that a lot of these influencers are not real. You know, in the beginning, a lot of people were buying their followers, and I think a lot of people are still doing that. Instagram is trying to put a kibosh on that, but I just don't think there's a true authenticity happening on Instagram. So I'm not sure what's behind this hiding likes. I think that there's an ulterior motive, and I think it has to do with advertising. And I think definitely it has to do with the monetary strategy between Facebook and Instagram, because obviously Facebook now owns Instagram. You know, it could be a good thing in the sense, you know, if we're trying to look at this whole idea or notion of trying to help young people not feel this pressure. But I mean, every platform would have to adopt that. I mean, a lot of, you know, younger demographics, like they're still toying on side of Snapchat, but Snapchat's like pretty bad too. Snapchat sucks for business. I highly recommend that not be your strategy, regardless if you think all millennials are on there, younger millennials and millennials and below, I should say. But so going back to Instagram and hiding likes, so the initial test was done back, I believe back in April and May, and this was going out into Europe. So a lot of the countries, I know Italy for sure because I managed an account for Italian audiences and demographics, and that was definitely the case. I had a lot of different colleagues and friends inside of the circles in Europe, and you know, no one's really quite sure what it's doing, including Instagram. I mean, Instagram put out a quote. They were at one of the major conferences where they actually announced this. You know, they were at the Wired 25 conference in San Francisco. And so the head of Instagram, or the chief, I don't know what you'd call him because he's not really the head of Instagram, you know, so made the announcement, you know, that they're hiding the likes starting next week and we are into November. So I think this is like moving into the new year. And again, I think this has to do with advertising. I think it has to do with strategy on how to get brands and other people, you know, to really put money into Instagram, put it into Instagram advertising, right? Because now once your likes go away, you on the other side of it, you as the person who owns the account can definitely look at your insights and you'll know how your individual posts are performing. But for all of the big PR brands and all of the big, you know, major brands who've been tapping into micro influencers and influencers will now have to go through some type of vetting process. And now this is going to be another business for someone else to do the verifications on whether or not, I mean, there are some platforms out there that do that. But you know, I think this opens up a whole new business for, software and technology to vet followers, to vet who's real, who's bot. And again, like I said, there are those types of things out there already, but they're very cosmetic. You know, this is going to get serious because it's going to turn into serious money, especially, you know, in the lifestyle niche, you know, areas, because, you know, you have major brands like Tide, Procter & Gamble, you know, fashion brands, makeup brands, all of these people are tapping into these influencers, right? So how do I know that you're legit? And how do I know that your 15,000 followers are really followers and they're not bots that you bought and you just lump those numbers in there? Back in the day, when social media first came out, we're talking 2008, 2009, I started my online brand in the Italian American niche, which was a blog. Mainly the blog served as the first foundation because Facebook just came out. It was that switch over from MySpace to Facebook. Then there was Twitter and YouTube were the top three. Instagram obviously was not there. So a lot of the influencer marketing deals that I got were through PR agencies, but based on my blog. They were not based on Facebook. They were not based on my followers. They were based on the content of my blog. And it was about, you know, like I had written back then, I had guest bloggers. I had different people come on and write about different things, but for the most part, it was my own content, just talking, you know, about daily life in the life of an Italian American family. So it was solely based on content. And so I think we're going back to that. And, you know, what I'm noticing too, a lot of influencers, you get contacted by all of these other brands, these micro brands too, who are out there saying, you know, hi, I'm going to give you a 20% discount if you mention my brand. You know, there isn't really like an exchange of like money anymore or true products. It's turned more into like this bartering system. So I think it's gotten muddy, and it might be a good thing just to kind of clean this all up, like end it and then restart it, because I think we need to get back to foundational elements, because, you know, anybody can portray anything and it's not real. You know, a lot of this stuff's not real. That's the problem with Photoshop and Canva and all these great platforms that you can use to enhance photos and like your graphics and things. You know, it's actually contributing to the phoniness of the online positioning and packaging of all of these fake accounts. So, you know, I think this is to be determined. And so again, we're talking about Instagram hiding total like counts for US users starting next week, November 2019. We'll see how this affects businesses. We'll see how it affects, you know, a lot of the ROI for people who are spending money. And again, this was really meant for, or what they're saying, what Instagram made a statement saying that, you know, they're looking to really take away this pressure for young people on Instagram. They have tested this out in Europe. They're not really sure. They have results about what it's done, and it's like not clear. And everyone keeps posting this information and no one's like, okay, well, we think it might be good because it's depressurizing Instagram. It's less of a competition. It gives more space to focus on connecting with people rather than, you know, focusing on like impressing people. But that's human nature. And so let's see what happens. This is a to be determined conversation. And I think, you know, we might have to weigh in on this in probably 1 to 2 weeks just to see what happens. But again, this has been going on. I think certain accounts have been tested. I know one of my accounts definitely has been roped into this because, you know, it went from like a gazillion to nothing on the like counts and things like that. And I've had other similar, you know, colleagues in the space go through the same thing. So that's what we're talking about today. Instagram hiding total like counts, major news, breaking news. Let's see what happens, to be determined. But I'll definitely have to post a update to this just because everyone is fascinated to know what will happen to your Instagram account. Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon. Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Margaret Fontana Media Podcast Show. And on today's episode, I want to talk about what's coming down the pike for 2020. We've done a couple of episodes where we talked about social media and the different trends coming around the corner. And one in particular is what I'm going to dedicate this episode to today. And everyone's talking about TikTok. So as of, I believe this week, TikTok reached 1.5 billion downloads. That's a lot. So we have a lot of people downloading apps onto their phones. And so TikTok is a, you know, it's derived out of China. So it's one of these like really popular apps where you go on there And you're basically either uploading your own original content, like video of yourself, and then it really allows you to do some really sophisticated editing. That's the most impressive thing about TikTok. I think once you're inside of TikTok, you are kind of sucked into this world. So from a business perspective, if we're talking about TikTok as one of the front runners in, let's say, the real estate of social media for 2020, I think there's a lot to kind of talk through about the strategy behind TikTok and how it could really benefit you. And I think the first step in doing that is to actually try it, right? So I've been on TikTok and I never really engaged or executed on it, because if you're on TikTok, I mean, there's some new things that they're kind of toying with and adding to the profiles and things. But once you're there, you really can't do anything except watch videos and follow other people, and people can follow you and people can like your stuff. And the view counts are through the roof. I mean, that's like one thing that you're getting from like a gaming perspective that you lost on Instagram, because like now everyone who was so like behaviorally, psychologically, you know, obsessed with the likes, you're now getting that on TikTok. But the only problem with TikTok as of right now, you have to have a strategy for using TikTok and you have to be consistent with it. I would say that, you know, if you're going to use it, then you really need to figure out why you're using it. Maybe you're a brand, maybe you're a personal brand, or maybe you're just like to be on there if you're like the face of a company or something. But you really can't link out yet. I did read that they are looking to, cause you know, like think about Instagram and how that's set up. You can link out from your bio currently on TikTok. And that might change like tomorrow. That might change like 2 hours from now, because I did read that. So the reason why I wanted to talk about TikTok is because apparently this is where it's going. This is also something that's going to probably partner, with, streaming. So I think that music, film, I think content creation from like a higher level, this might really compete with, this might push Instagram back. So this is why I'm thinking Instagram is now going to have to, all the things that they've been holding back on, you know, it's like if you don't have 10,000 plus people, you can't really link out through your Insta stories. I think they can retain people if they kind of adopt these different elements that TikTok is pushing to the surface. That's got, you know, I mean, and obviously this is a different demographic. TikTok is a very young audience, like extremely young. I mean, I think that this almost rivals the Snapchat audience. And honestly, Snapchat is trying to make a comeback, but that's going to be hard too. You know, there has to be a lot of different elements added to that for business strategy alone. There's nothing inside of that currently, unless you're spending money inside of Discover Stories for Snapchat. That's where you're going to be seen. A lot of interesting statistics behind it, but you got to pay to play. And so I think like all of these existing platforms have to really step up their game in order to compete with something like TikTok. I mean, it's like I said, it's extremely sophisticated from like a video editing standpoint. You know, for you to be able to edit something so quickly and flawlessly and use licensed current music, not like this goofy stock music that you find on some of the stories and things like that. I think all of the platforms are really going to have to step up their game. In the meantime, if you're looking to be a little competitive, if you're looking to kind of like be on the cutting edge of what's coming up next, you should just download the TikTok app and start looking through it. But you're going to find like, oh my God, I'm just watching video for hours and hours and hours, because that's what happens inside of it. So I'm still looking for the actionable parts inside of TikTok. There needs to be a strategy in order to use it from a business perspective. If you are a big company, small company, you're on it, you're not on it, you probably should park something on that platform, just in case this turns into the next Instagram. You have some of your biggest digital experts and business experts saying that this is going to really expand into the next piece of digital and social media. So, you know, like with all things, 2 weeks ago, I put out a podcast about Instagram removing the likes. Some people have reported they're not seeing likes. I don't know. There was no switch that went off. So, you know, I think we're in a very experimental, continued experimental space inside of social media. So, and honestly, it is the most valuable element to reaching consumers. And so anyone who owns a company, anyone who owns a small business, even if you're on a production side and you're pushing things out to promote and market and put things out through a public relations way, or if you're trying to reach consumers and have them, you know, really come through your digital front door, you got to put yourself out there. You got to start putting things of quality content on all of these platforms. I say experimenting is good, but you have to have a very high quality strategy. And part of the high quality strategy is high quality content. So it's not just, as I say, you don't dump and run. You have to stay. This is about commitment. This is about commitment. Number one core element of social media is commitment. And and then there's data and analytics behind all of it that shows your commitment, shows if your commitment is working. You know, you can't have one without the other. Analytics does not live alone. Analytics lives with every other marketing core element in your world if you own a business, small or Fortune 500. So today's episode, we're talking about TikTok and how it's reaching 1.5 billion downloads and how this is becoming the next major landscape for social media. It is rivaled with Instagram. It's a Snapchat demographic and younger. But if you're looking to experiment and you're looking to get educated on whether or not this is the right platform for you, I would download the app and start looking around. And again, anything that you're going to download and keep on your phone requires a commitment, in my opinion. So just because you're on every platform doesn't mean it's working on every platform. You have to be committed. They're like your children. You have to be committed to each of them. Or if you owned any pets, each platform you have to take care of. You cannot take on another platform if you are not taking care of it. And you want to feed your children good food. The good food, you want your children to be healthy, your pets to be healthy, you give them good quality food, and you take care of them, you give them a lot of love. So again, today we're talking about TikTok and the next social media craze. So if you have any questions, you have any thoughts, or you want to add some feedback, give me some feedback, let me know. And if anyone is interested in being a guest on the show for 2020, you know, we are going to do that. We did one or two over the last year, and then we just got super busy. And but we can pretty much put anyone into the show and, you know, start thinking about those topics and what it is you want to talk about. Or if you want to promote something, we can do that too. Margaret@margaretfontana.com. Looking forward to your feedback. Also, please go to iTunes and hit the 5-star little icons on there, and please leave a very lovely review. I would appreciate it. And so I'll talk to you guys soon. Today is December 1st. So as we move into the new year, we'll be talking about a lot of things inside of the media world. Talk to you soon.